This is Nature Notes, a Maine naturalist afield. I'm Glenn Middlehauser, an ecologist with Maine Natural History Observatory. This week, I continue my conversation with Rich McDonald on a snow-covered trail discussing the challenges and importance of species conservation.
So I'm Rich McDonald. I run the Natural History Center. It's a small family-operated business in Bar Harbor. We do nature and adventure tours, basically in Acadie National Park, down East Maine and beyond. And the beyond is literally from the Arctic to the Antarctic. So that year, a few years ago, when this whole thing flooded and stayed flooded for months, when they finally, as Natalie and I were canoeing, and we came many times to go canoeing, and we started to see clumps of jellied, amphibian eggs. Mm. And then when the water was finally drained down, and I was coming out here with my class, because I often teach ornithology at College of the Atlantic. And so came up with my class, and we saw all these clumps that were on stems of grass that were now exposed. So like one day it was flooded, the next day it wasn't. My students and I came out here and like, oh my God, we got to save these. So we spent the whole class taking knives and scissors and just breaking grass clumps of the egg masses and finding water to put it in.
Yeah.
I'd like to think we made a difference. I have no idea, but it was amazing how many egg masses were everywhere. Because usually when you walk here, you don't find many except where there's a little bit of standing water.
Well, it kind of introduces the topic that species exists because it's figured out how to navigate in an unpredictable environment.
Yeah, absolutely.
And found a system that works. They haven't died out in millennia.
I think that just, there's an altruistic side to us that we see, like in that case, we saw these egg masses that are now high and dry, and we want to save them. And as you said, the species will survive. But we also know that amphibians are struggling because of climate change. And so by rescuing a few, even if, a few hundred, makes us feel good, like maybe we're making a difference for them.
Yeah, no, it's as field biologists, we're always constantly coming up against those kind of questions, because if you spend enough time in the field, you're going to see stuff like that. Do you help? Do you not?
Yeah. if you left them, the species is going to survive. But if we help a few, it certainly feels good. And I think, when I'm teaching, not everybody in my class is in it because they love birds. Sometimes it's just to fill an environmental science requirement.
Yes.
And so then suddenly, but there was this bigger lesson there too. So like they might be exposed to something they hadn't really been exposed to before. I was hiking in the Adirondacks one time, and whenever I'm hiking in the mountains, I always have a backpack full of food and water and extra clothes and various safety gear. And I found a peregrine falcon on the ground dragging its wing.
Huh.
And I'm like, I'm miles from the trailhead. What do I do? And fortunately, this was a warmish day, so I didn't have my 35-liter pack was half empty.
Yeah.
So I was able to configure. I was able to catch the eagle, throw my Gore-Tex jacket over it so it was not, couldn't see me.
Yeah.
And then I kind of jury-rigged a hood over its head and put it in my pack and packed it out the 3 or 4 miles the trailhead, and then drove it to a local wildlife rehabilitator.
Yeah.
And it turned out that bird had been shot, and it fractured the humerus in the wing. And so it was not able to be healed to be re-released. It became an educational bird.
Yeah.
But that was kind of along those lines. Like if I had just left it, it wasn't going to hurt the population of peregrine falcons. But and it would have definitely have succumbed to its wounds. But on the other hand, by bringing it out, I felt like, I'm doing a little bit of good. And at that time, peregrine falcons were still an endangered species.
Yeah, exactly.
That was Nature Notes, a Maine naturalist afield from the Maine Natural History Observatory. This program was produced by Glenn Middlehauser. The theme music is Keeper of the Light by Hallie Pottle Parker, performed by Hallie Pottle Parker and Kate Pottle. For more information, you can go to mainenaturalhistory.org. You can find more episodes of Nature Notes on the WERU archive or wherever you get podcasts.